Great to have your company, Adelaide. Thursday already, and that's enough time wasted. Let's get to the great man. The one, the only, Johnny Cash style today, dressed in black, looking bad. Andrew Juice Newton Jarman, Rush Hour's number one man.
G'day, Louie. G'day, family. No, we're a team, as you know, Louie. Nope. But good to be here, Lou. Lou, did our names get called out in last night's AFLX?
Still waiting for the text.
Lou!
From Danger.
Are we in or not?
I think we just missed.
Oh.
So that means
surely
we've missed on the weddings. Pretty sure we're not going to get picked up in the IPL draft.
No, not at all.
Big Bash missed us.
Yes, sir.
All right. AFLX has missed us.
Wow.
And I think you should thank
what about some of the names?
Thank you, sweet stars at Triple M picked you up.
Both of us.
Oh, I think. Yeah, some of the names. We're going to talk about it in detail too.
Right,
and a very controversial one too that I want to get to as well. Great news for Gav Wanganeen and Port fans. Gav, joining the club.
Well, are you on the board?
Yep. Board level, which is fantastic for Wangers. I mean, what a star he was.
Done, Gav.
And such great insight. And there is a man, and I would imagine a heavy involvement with the Indigenous side of the program, who's lived through the less educated times of football knowing how to handle it and
we
work
love
through it.
Gav.
And most of all, how to get the best out of yourself.
Yeah.
What a champ he was.
What
love it. Love
champ.
It. The ODI squad that's heading off to India.
Did we miss that as well?
Squad. Yep.
Where's the name?
I don't know how, because you play spin better than most. And I, as we all know on this show, can spin it. Can spin it big time. All right. Great news, though. Alex Carey's got a couple of South Australians.
Love Alex.
Richo man. Kane Richardson got a start.
Brilliant.
And Zamps, Adam Zampa, got
on
in there
Zamps.
As
good
well.
Boys.
Darcy Short gets a start for a little while to cover for Sean Marsh for the start of the tour. All right. So that is heading to
Uzi
India.
So Uzi got a berth.
Yep.
Aaron Finch got a berth.
Yeah.
Hadn't made a run all summer.
And
Glenn Maxwell should be captain of this side.
I know.
That's just my opinion.
At least he's in it.
Yeah.
That'd be my first start.
He got
start.
In, did he?
All right, yeah.
Where's Matty Wade?
No. No.
He's seen them like watermelons.
If you go to Instagram today, you'll see Matty Wade cutting up his passport. He now realises he'll never, ever play for his country or leave the country again.
And he's taking the photos of Greg and Trevor.
Oh, yeah.
None of those blokes will have a call, mind you.
He's just taking it all down. Yeah, if your name's Greg or Trevor, the bands are still in place.
Spot on, Lou.
Trust me, if you don't know what I mean, go to the catch-up, triplem.com.au. It should be pasted all over our webpage. No Trevors. No Greggs.
Are we going to the boards today with the great man?
The boards? I'll tell you what. Clipboards.
Yeah.
Floorboards.
We're on today too, aren't
36ers
we?
36ers are in action. It's
come on, boys.
Going to catch up with Joey Wright ahead of a big game against the Breakers. Stifle Soft's back for the first time in 2019.
That'll be a few.
A little bit of law and backyard order, Joe. That is there as well.
All right, Luke.
And I'm going to identify the Federal Sports Minister. She's featuring in our show
today
the first time.
I'll look forward to it.
But up next, AFLX, the draft. You know, Merv came in today. Merv came in today before the show.
Shit.
And he said to me, you know what? I really loved the AFLX draft. I loved it. He goes, so excited. He goes, even Eddie's got a great new look.
It was just so good. It was so funny. It was so entertaining. It was just great watching all of these
did
guys.
Did you watch it?
I did. You watched it.
And I've got good news.
You need a life.
I've got good news for you as well.
Jars has been, good call, Murph. He's been drafted. This is late breaking news. We got the stinger. Andrew Jarman has been selected in AFLXL.
Let's laugh.
I'd high five him, Murph, but it's too far across the desk. Great way to start the show. Oh, everyone's probably a little tired today after sitting up and going over and rehashing AFLX draft night last night. Just, of course, the four
did
boys,
you watch
the four
it?
Captains. No, did I did not. I caught up on social media today with a bit of it. My understanding it is, and not through Murph eyes, but pretty reasonable in the end.
Okay.
Not as naff as it could have been.
Right,
so well done to all those involved. Of course, Fife's Flyers. You've got the Rewalt Rampage. You've got Danger Bolts. And, of course, Eddie and his Deadlies.
The Deadly.
All right. Adelaide team players to be picked up. Obviously, Eddie's playing. And remembering only four players from your team could be taking part no more. Cam Ellis-Yolman was Eddie's last pick, so he's a Deadly.
Yeah.
The Desk, my boy, Rory Laird. Now Nat Fife saw fit to pick him up, and Jackie Rewalt grabbed our man Rory Sloan for the Rampage.
And the Bolts got Robbie Gray.
Yep, and Travis Boak is with Fife's Flyers, and Sammy Powell Pepper is going to have a run around, who, of course, if you missed last week, is in real good nick at the moment, having a ripping preseason. He's going to play with Eddie and the Deadlies. Hey, there was a couple of good lines involved. Jackie Rewalt's a little funny man. He's relaxed on down. He and Ed teamed together for a great gag.
I think I'm going to have to go to it's another newly Melbourne player, Stephen May.
Bit of size.
I'm pretty sure these boys, like Jack, has played on Stephen before. And
I kicked 10 on him last year.
Oh, yeah.
Who's big is it? Come on.
Well, there you go.
So if only they jumped in and said, Rewalt's just done a Jarman.
Yeah.
Talked himself up. Told the truth. All it is, Jars, is telling the truth.
That's all it is, Luke.
All right.
Now, you're not happy with that.
I want to play something. Patrick Dangerfield, obviously Danger's a skipper. Here he's announcing his team.
Right.
Listen closely.
Midfield, yours truly. Andrew Gaff, still side bottom on the wings.
Andrew Gaff.
Right.
Everyone goes, yeah. Andrew Gaff's got 2 games to go of his suspension.
So he won't be available until round 3
yes.
of the home and away series.
Now
he's been selected for this concept.
To play in this exhibition type setup, because it's not a sanctioned AFL game.
It's not, no.
It's not. Those suspensions cover off home and away and finals.
So what's the issue with his selection if it's not a sanctioned AFL game?
And this is my issue. Since we now use the term bad look in everything that we go about, I don't reckon that passes the old sniff front bar test. I'm just going to put it out there. And again, nothing against Andrew Gaff. I like him as a player. I really do. And I think that was an accident with what happened. But when you're suspended from actually playing in the main competition, I don't reckon you get to A, cash in, and B, get out there and represent when what we're trying to do is grow a different type of format. And,
younger
I think you've lost your privilege to be playing the game. Mm. Am I being a bit harsh here, Jars, a bit old school?
No, I think you are, because it's not a sanctioned AFL game. We know he's remorseful and he gets an opportunity to play in a concept that we're not entirely supportive of.
Do you know what it's akin to?
What?
It's like getting day release prisoners out. On home detention, actually take your bracelet off for a while and go for a walk, which has happened here in Adelaide on a few occasions.
I don't have an issue with him playing.
But
if it was a sanctioned, absolutely.
He's getting paid, Jar.
Well, you know what? He probably gives that money to charity.
You know,
we don't know that.
Yeah,
but maybe he will.
Forget the charity angle.
Well, I don't.
Which is what you do, and well done to you.
I don't have a problem with it, buddy.
Yes, you're currently suspended, serving a suspension. You were going to play in an exhibition format and actually get cash.
That I've done that. I've been suspended and then played in some exhibition games.
Like what?
I copped a 5-week suspension for kicking a bloke in the.
Yeah.
Because he was trying to smash my head in.
Yeah,
and then I played a couple of exhibition games and it was fine.
What exhibition games, though?
Well, we were just playing footy games.
What? AFL-XL.
No, back in the day. Yeah. Davey Warner and Smithy.
Yeah.
They're playing.
Yeah, but again.
They've been playing.
Yeah, cricket don't take the approach of the holier-than-thou attitude of the AFL.
They're still carrying over suspensions.
Yeah, but.
And so is Andrew Gaff.
Cricket Australia hasn't set themselves up to be the AFL.
But this is not a sanctioned game, so I think he's entitled to have a kick.
So again, if you're rubbed out, how can you even be available for selection? I know you're trying to take me on and want to have a little bit of
No, I don't.
And you want me to call you another name yesterday?
Don't, because I had a lot of phone calls about that.
Yeah, well, my wife thought it was very funny.
No, I don't have a problem, Lulu, honestly. Anyway. I don't. And the AFL doesn't have a problem.
Well, I
because
do.
If they do, they would have stopped him from playing.
Well, the AFL are too busy trying to come up with new ideas so people will watch it, let alone worrying about who's playing in it. Just repeating Eddie Betts with the deadly, Cam Ellis-Shulman, deadly, Rory Led Flyers, Rory Slane Rampage. And Trav Boak for Port Adelaide with the Flyers, Robbie Garrett Gray with the Bolts, and Sammy Pell Pepper with the
Deadlies. Two nervous coaches too.
And this is the other thing.
Oh, I like
that. Everyone who's getting around going, oh, what if they get injured?
Yeah.
Right. People get injured all the time, whether it be at training or in life.
Yeah, they do. Because they're all doing games.
Take that out of your argument. I'm not a fan of it, but take it out of the argument of AFLX, please. Oh, I hope no one gets injured. Oh, everyone's a bit nervous about the injuries. Haven't you heard Dangerfield? There might be some spoiling. I think that says
they won't
it all.
Touch each other.
It's touch
they
footy.
They won't touch each other. It all is right. Touch footy. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Have you played touch footy?
Yeah. Got a great step and an offload.
Imagine this is you. The moment you get the call. The call that tells you that you have just become Adelaide's newest millionaire.
Oh my God!
Triple M's Millionaire Listener. Listen to Ruined Hits in the Morning. Win the cash. $1 million. Write your name on the $1 million check while you work.
Thanks to our mates at Automasters. Look cool and stay cool in the car this summer. Get an Automasters air conditioning service. 20 branches. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
How do you spell millionaire? With a triple M.
The Rush Hour, Charles and Lurie, Triple M.
I was born with a stiff.
Stiff or soft?
That was soft.
Back again for the first time in 2019. You can be stiff, or sometimes it might be your own fault, Jazz, and you might be a little bit soft, all right? We just throw a few things around. Can be sport-related, can be life-related, can be private
life-related.
All right, I'll throw it out there now. Of course, the ODI team has been announced, heading across to India. A couple of South Australians, Richo Mann and Zamps, joining Alex Carey in that squad of 15. But no Matty Wade, who is one of the leading run scorers in Shield cricket this year. Matty Wade, stiff or soft?
He's very stiff. Mate, absolutely stiff.
I tell you what, he needs to book us in for a massage.
Scintillating
right
form for Tasmania in the Shield, and also now for the Hurricanes. So he's very stiff. He's upset someone there at the White House.
Our South Australia's Indigenous girls team bowled out for 10 in Alice Springs.
What?
Top score sundries, 6 wides. Our opener made 4, 10 ducks all up.
No.
Are they stiff or soft?
I think they're soft.
And I'm still penning a pitch report. I think they're awfully soft effort,
girls,
ladies.
No. Oh. And did anyone ring Duck Club
to purge
and apologise?
Tell you what.
So extras made more than the... And the one that made 4 runs, one of the girls, she what, faced 64 balls or something?
Yeah, boycotted it.
Very
nicely done. Still waiting the pitch report, obviously. Leslie, if you're listening.
So Les Burdett makes a gem of a wicket up.
Alan Richardson, St Kilda's coach, Alan Richardson, no longer doing AFL 360 as one of the coaches on the panel with Scotty. Stiff or soft?
He's soft.
I think he might have been told by the club. Maybe get out here and come up with a few ideas and worry about our own backyard.
I reckon win a flag first before you go on those shows.
I kind of agree. You got to be
with me.
You need the success on the resume.
You know who I'd love to? I'd love Clarko to replace Richo Mann.
Absolutely. And every time he didn't like something, just punch a wall.
And then punch Robbo.
Yeah. Robbo could be the sheet of plaster in the coach's box.
No, soft.
That's soft. All right. This one, right up your alley.
Yes, sir.
Cricket Australia assistant coach David Saker has resigned, effective immediately, suggesting that the scheduling didn't quite marry up. And an old foe who's an Australian, Troy Cooley, has taken over. He's the man that orchestrated our last downfall once upon a time over in England.
Saker's soft. He got a little nudge.
Umpire didn't see it. Hands
he got
in the
a
bat.
Little nudge.
That is a new rule this year, too, relaxing down on that.
Justin Langer has got he wants to get his team in there because he inherited that team when he took over 12 months ago.
He certainly did.
You can quote me on that.
It's not. I'm not dropping mail. I'm not dropping any,
segments just rolling. Keep going. Darren Weir.
Yes.
Done with a few jiggers in the bedroom.
Mm.
Stiff or soft?
He's soft. Mm. He's a disgrace.
Can I go one
further?
He's
a disgrace what he's done to those poor animals.
Absolutely.
That's what he is.
Judge John Bowman.
Oh.
And I quote, "You rose from the depths of the Mallee to be Australia's leading trainer." There is 2 Mallees, one in South Australia, one in Victoria. I come from the Victorian Mallee.
And I come from the South Australian Mallee.
Yeah, and so does Limo, our man. Limo expressed his disappointment on Twitter, and I suggest to you, Judge John Bowman, that sometimes the Mallee is not a bad place. Rising from the depths.
Beautiful.
You might want to retake those words.
Well, he's
have you got
as well.
Any? Or am I rolling
he's,
through all this?
Channel 9's Today Show. Worst ever ratings, lowest ratings. Are they stiff or soft since they got rid of Carly?
I think Carlos is stiff.
He's got a wig on.
Yeah, Carlos. But yeah, it's Sony. Yeah. Oh, no, enough.
Can I give you another one?
Yeah, you go.
Cadbury chocolates have decided to shrink the size of the family blocks to cut costs. Are we stiff or soft?
What I love, I'll say this first.
Cadbury chocolates.
Yeah, I love that you're staying in your lane, which is chocolates.
Food.
All right? The area of expertise is very narrow.
They are ripping us off, Lou.
I'm with you. We are stiff. Last one, Murph.
Go.
And for everyone getting involved, Federal Sports Minister Bridget McKenzie reportedly spent $20,000 of taxpayer money to take a private jet from Rockhampton, up the top, down to Melbourne to watch an ice hockey game. Are we stiff? Or are we soft? Or is she stiff? Or is she soft?
Mate, we have been stiffed.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is a disgrace. She pays that back, doesn't she? Out of her own money.
It's got...
To go and watch an ice hockey game. Due respect to the people that play that. Please. $20,000.
Yeah.
This one makes me sick, these people. This one is the
gift that keeps on giving. Federal Sports Minister Bridget McKenzie.
Remember
this name because it could become Jars' new nickname. Have a listen to Bridge. I think she may have a touch of the Jarmans. This is her in Parliament.
And in the seat of McEwen, we ran Andrew.
Jarman.
It will come to me. But he runs a stock feed store in...
Henley. Sorry, Page.
Deputy President. Henley. I've been stock food store in Henley. A place starting with T, just down from Yay.
Oh, she's embarrassed.
Is she stiff or a bit soft?
Oh, she's both. She's everything. She shouldn't be running. Oh, no.
Jeez.
She got the staggers, didn't she?
Staggers.
She couldn't think of anything but that 20 grand flight.
Again, she's got a case of you.
No,
right
she has.
36ers, big, big game of ball across the ditch, taking on the Breakers. And our man, the one and only Joey Wright, joins us right now. Joey, welcome back to the Rush Hour.
Oh, thanks for having me on the Rush Hour, guys.
Big game of ball tonight because obviously tough run home with Melbourne and Perth.
Look, they're all tough games. I mean, we played these teams, we lost all of them, we beat all of them, so... capabilities are there to win, so we just got to make sure come out and be ready to play.
What areas you got to focus on tonight, Joey, with the offense or defense or just your contest?
We need to do both. We're playing a good team on their court. We've got to come down and slow them down on defense and make sure we knock the shots down. We don't make any shots, it doesn't matter.
Ramon Moore is back. He traveled. Will he play, Joe?
He will definitely play.
Awesome.
About it. He's done well. Last couple of days of training. You know, it's going to always take any player a little bit of time to get back in the game shape, the game responses, but it'll be good to have him out there on the court.
Starting to feel, Joe, you're stealing some of our moves in here at the Rush Hour. Oh. Just been following things on Twitter with you and Mitch Creek, and I see that you said, can I get half the money after you re-sign for another 10-day contract?
Yeah, just keeping it thinking, keeping it thinking. I know it's pretty hard to get anything out of Ole Miss, so might as well ask.
It was really good for those who missed it. And Mitch's reply was fantastic. It's as much yours as mine, mate. Hashtag time and effort. So really got, you know, a real big thank you to you, Joe. Must have done some great work with him. So that's nice.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I mean, Mitch put in so much time. And the only thing I contributed was never to say no to him. So whatever time he committed to working out, whether it was 3 a.m. in the morning, 1 a.m., and it was 1 a.m. shooting session. I just get committed to saying, you know, I'm going to work anytime you want to work, and let's go. So, but he put in the hours. Kyle used to do 3 days, 4 days sometimes. So he definitely put in the time.
Joey, one player that we're just waiting for him to just explode, and one of the foreigners, Conga. Have you been pleased with his output so far this year? And, you know, obviously for him, it's going to be a very important month.
Look, people got to understand his role's a little bit different. In Wollongong, they had one or two go-to guys, and they played off of those guys, and the rest of the guys kind of just waited to see what happened. We have 7-8 go-to guys, so his role is a little bit different here, but his ability to get down and play defense has been pretty good. We like him to rebound a little bit better, but he's doing a good job. And he's such a great, great person to have involved in the program. It just makes everything good.
No, good.
Hey, Joe, have the boys managed to, and you see the lighter side of the clipboard incident, and have they been throwing them down just to mock you at times, or are they still a little scared?
Oh, they do a lot of things to mock me, so I think it's a lot more than just the clipboard. So they're playing games and tricks all the time.
I reckon we've got a new drinking game, Joe. Don't worry about beer pong. Let's throw the board down, see if the magnet lands in the glass.
That's a pretty good one.
And whoever's name goes in there, it's your drink. Oh, good luck tonight, mate. Big game and season building nicely. Great to have Ramon back. Let's get the big W and keep rolling.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
Good on you.
Thank
and
you.
When do you want us to come down to shoot some baskets, Joey? Because we know you're our favourite.
We're itchy.
Yeah, just a couple of days after never.
He's finally put the nail in the heart.
That is it. All right, Joe. I'm telling you.
Never.
All right, okay.
See?
You reckon Mitch wanted to work at 1 a.m. We'll be coming past your house at 3 a.m.
With beers, though.
Yeah, some bourbon.
Beautiful, Joe. Good luck, mate, and thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you.
36ers coach, head boss Joey Wright. Big game against New Zealand Breakers this afternoon, our time on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Imagine this is the moment your life changes forever. The moment you become Adelaide's newest millionaire.
$1 million.
Triple M's Millionaire Listener. Listen to Ruin Dits in the morning, win the cash. Write your name on the $1 million check while you work.
Thanks to our mates Automasters, get a free return Uber to home or work with car servicing and repairs. Call 1300 Automasters. T's and C's apply.
How do you spell millionaire? With a Triple M.
Triple M. $1,000 every weekday with Jars and Louie just after 3 p.m.
10 correct.
You beauty.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name.
Yeah, and don't forget, Friday's now worth $5,000. 5K Friday. That's the big one. But today, $1,000 for 60 seconds work, Jars. Hard to go past and find a job that pays this well. Who is lucky enough to be on the airwaves?
We're off to Port Adelaide and say hello to Cara. G'day, Cara. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Cara, are you a Port fan?
I actually am.
just ever so quickly, Ollie's explanation of the injury. You're happy that he was water skiing? Everything okay with that?
Yeah. Well, anything can happen. I actually injured my elbow and my shoulder the other day just moving the mattress and falling into a wall. So.
Well, that is a fair call. Accidents can happen anywhere.
And Cara's made some cupcakes.
Has she?
I have. I've made some red velvet with whipped cream.
Oh, don't, Cara.
Don't.
The big guy's already a 4XL. We can't go further.
Don't say that.
And I will say this,
I've
Cara.
Got fluid.
My youngest, who's just started kindy, she's a sucker for a red velvet. Oh. So I don't know whether any of them can make their way past the Stoods.
Yeah, Stoods. I reckon Cara deserves another Automasters for that. No, because she's cooking for a family.
Yeah, she's baking.
Baking.
Absolutely. All right, Cara, you've got two free shots, two Automasters lifelines.
Yep.
All right, give you over to Jars. Your time will start at the end of the first questions. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, who is the new principal sponsor of the Adelaide Crows?
Automaster, I don't know that one.
Yep. What sport does Nia Coffey play?
I'm not sure.
Pass.
Yep. Which AFL team is Robbie Gray playing for? The Bolts?
AFLX.
The Bolts or the Flyers, Cara? The Bolts or the Flyers?
The Bolts?
Yep.
Working with Eddie McGuire here. What part of Mitchell Starc's body has he injured now?
Hamstring.
What's Ramon Moore's first name?
Raymond?
Yeah, take that.
Who are the Crows AFLW team playing this weekend?
Go Girls.
Not sure, sorry. Pass.
Pass for
how many years has trainer Darren Weir been suspended for? Four, five or three?
Four.
Yep.
Is the Big Bash still going?
Yep.
No.
And just yell out Automasters.
Automaster.
Right, well done.
Beautiful.
Yeah. That's a pretty good effort.
Righto. All yours, Joe.
Pretty good effort.
Analyzing
Cara.
Now.
One, two, three, four, five. Correct.
Well, I thought you had six, right, Shawnee?
What?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay, six out of what do we have? Eight. You missed a couple. Cara, well done. Well played.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done.
Let's hope the cupcakes turn out a little bit better than quiz, Cara.
She did a lot better than the other bloke we had the other day.
Absolutely, that we backed up.
Well, you shut him down after three.
But we've made a rule not to discuss the quiz on air after
three. Okay.
What does Cara get for her great effort?
Do you want to go to Ross Noble? There's a double pass. Or do you want to go to Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Ross Noble would be great.
Shawnee?
Ross Noble. Humanoid is the name of the show. Live at the Adelaide Fringe this year. For more information, go to this website, alist.com.au.
Thanks, Cara. I tell you what, you should take a photo of the red velvets and send it
please
in here
send
to Triple M.
Yeah.
I will. I'll take a photo.
Well done.
Thank you. Thanks for playing along. All right. Everybody else at home, Nia Coffey, she plays for the Lightning. MVP.
Grand final, too.
I know.
Yeah, girls. Good luck.
Nice work. Mitchie Stark's done a peck. Not a string. A peck. What about you, Eddie McGuiring it? The Bolts!
The Bolts.
Flyers. our AFLW Crows girls are taking on Carlton. I say our in the state of South Australia. Darren Weir was correct. And the Big Bash is still going, believe it or not.
No one.
Yep, still going.
I thought it was done.
Apparently it's going to go for another 75 games. And nobody's going to know because the AFL's on the front and the back pages.
There you go, Lou.
All right, and that is the quiz done and dusted for another day. Again, don't forget, 5K Friday tomorrow. 5K Friday.
Andrew Jarman. Gun for hire.
Redemption.
Shooting blanks at your cricket club soon.
Wild West.
Not anymore. The big man has agreed to pull on the whites or whatever colours to come back and help you out. All you'll have to do as a cricket team, set up outfit, is go to our website, triplem.com.au, and put down why you need the great man to come out and get some redemption, redemption, redemption. The B-grade team at Peninsula Pirates says we need Jars. We need him to bat, bowl, field, keep.
Did they?
And allow me to ad lib.
Yeah.
Maybe to drink and prop up the bar.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Why? We can't even make a ton as a team.
No.
Can't get to...
I need to get around these guys.
First to 100 always wins, yeah. So that is a great argument.
Okay.
Great reasonings. All right, to get yourself there.
No, that's
get
good.
Creative in it too.
Yeah.
About why you want the great man. All right, he's got all the skills that pay the bills.
That's
our
it.
Great man. Don't
back
worry
in the
about
nets
that.
Too, and back with the strikers tomorrow, you and I.
There will be footage floating around. That's a great little segue. Can I just bring up our Insta photo yesterday with Craig Goodwin? Of course, from Adelaide United.
Oh,
fantastic.
What a superstar.
So, Tex Walker lending a little bit of humour to the situation. Didn't realise you were hugging two soccer balls. But the other one was. In the comments section. For those who've missed it, check it out, Triple M Adelaide on our Instagram page. All I'll say this is there's a fair man spread. If you look at it, you know what I'm talking about. And I've just had another brainstorm of an idea. Don't worry about AFLX. Let's do, seriously, Murph, your gag, AFLXL, and get some of the bigger retired players to sort of show that they've got it.
You know what?
We could play in that in that format.
Absolutely.
The greats of yesteryear could play that format.
Big Rudy Mandemaker.
And they would all come.
Yep.
They'd all come. That's if Rat
Bomber
Johnny
Clifford.
Patton's not too busy training his horses.
In that rat.
Check it out at Triple M Twitter. Yeah. John Platten lookalike is taking
Kieran
over.
Ma.
Yeah, Kieran Ma taking over Darren Weir's training duties. It looks like the rat. Bye-bye to the safety hub.
Just imagine Fudd at full forward.
Oh,
wouldn't have to move.
Just clear him out.
Grenville Dietrich.
What about Fudd, not as your Gatorade game changer, but as any beer sponsor game changer?
It's G McIntosh.
Oh, the Tosh.
It's the rush hour with Jars and Louis.
Yourself in your chocolate lane.
104.7 Triple M. Triple M's rush hour with Jars and Louis this afternoon.
Almost done and dusted. The AFLX draft was on last night, Jar.
Yes, sir.
And I tell you what, Bradley Hill now has the very prestigious honour of being the number one pick for the AFLX.
He was, too.
Throw that on the resume. All right, Jars, for those who missed it, Adelaide players who will be taking part in AFLX and Port Adelaide players, please.
For the Rampage side, Rory Sloane lines up for them.
Yep.
Jack Revolt's their captain. So for the Deadlies, Eddie Betts, obviously captain.
Yep.
Sam Powell Pepper and Cam Ellis-Yolman will front up with the Deadly.
Yep.
For the Bolts there, Lou, captain by Dangerfield, Robbie Gray gets a berth.
Nice. Very
a little
nice.
Bit of magic through
nice.
Rob.
That's
and for the Flyers, captain by Natty Five.
Yep.
Rory Laird, your boy Lairdy, and Trav Boak, our mate.
Very good.
Superstar.
Excellent.
So there you go. Seven boys from South Australia will participate in this concept, Lou,
and
for money.
Some magic talent on offer too. It's not just the dregs of what's left around. Coaches have been true to the word and allowed the stars to play the game. So that is good.
Play
some good
game.
Funny stuff that came out too with the
was
last
hilarious.
One. It was pretty handy. Just need to digress before we
mate.
Get out of here.
Yes,
every now and then the phenomenon comes along and you know it. You've heard about it on this show. You're going to hear it about it again. What's tomorrow in my house?
Date night. Kids are back at school.
Awfully exciting. And we're back into a routine and getting set.
Go, Lou.
And as I said, the phenomenon I'm talking about, every now and then it comes along, a bit like a solar eclipse.
Yeah, yeah.
That salon hair is today.
That's a great sign, Lou.
Salon hair. It's today. I got word just then. It's today's salon hair day. And tomorrow is date night. How often does that happen? On that note, I'm going to have a great night.
Triple M, two men, one destiny, to bring you the best sports show every weekday afternoon. Dale Lewis.
Dale Lewis wings it back and right through the middle.
And Andrew Jarman.
This is what Jarman can do!
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, made in Adelaide for Adelaide.
Yeah, it sure is, Adelaide. Great to have your company. A big 6 o'clock hour coming up here on the Rush Hour. The juice is here. Say g'day, mate.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. Nice to be here at 6 o'clock, Lou.
All right, we've got Stiff or Soft back for the first time
in
2019.
Yes.
The AFLX draft has been done and dusted. Just quickly, Jars, for those who missed it, Adelaide players who were playing and Port Adelaide players who got selected.
Yeah, for the Flyers, Rory Laird and Travis Boak will line up for the Flyers there, Lou. Robbie Gray will play for the Bolts.
Yep.
Cam Dennis Yeoman and Sam Powell Pepper will line up with Eddie Betts' side there, Lulu. Some talent there. And Rory Sloane, our boy Rory Sloane, who was pick five in the top five picks there, Lulu, will play with Jack Revolt's side.
Very nicely done. Trivia question. Bradley Hill, first ever number one pick in AFLX.
Well done.
All right, so that is done and dusted. Yeah. Let's turn our attention to the cricket. The ODI side to tour India. The 15-man squad sees three South Australians. Our man, your man, booty call Alex Carey, is obviously in there.
Yep.
But joining him is the Richo man, Kane Richardson, and Adam Zampa as well. So well done to those two boys.
Well done.
Who get to pull on the national colours. Speaking of cricket, David Saker, the bowling coach, has quit. Retired, moved on, effective immediately. What am I reading into that? Troy Cooley replaces him. What's the go there, Joe?
No, he didn't resign. He got pushed.
Right.
He got pushed.
The new coach wanting to get his own people
he
in?
He does, Lou. He inherited that group.
Well, that happens a lot.
It does too, Lou.
It can.
So, all right. There you go. Right. That's the intel.
All right. Very nice. I've got a nice little gift to give you all at the end of the hour. I tell you what, the stars have aligned, family. I tell you what, it doesn't happen much on this show, but when it does, it's worth celebrating. I'll give you the tip.
Hey, Lulu, Alan Richardson for the St Kilda Football Club. Is he back on the foot?
No, he's not doing AFL 360, obviously, the Monday night segment with Chris Scott of Geelong.
Well.
I would think the Saints and both them and Richo have impressed upon each other. That probably it's a big year to probably get the job done.
Mm. Just focus.
I think for Richo, so probably a good idea.
Get Clarko in that role.
Oh, yeah, great idea.
You know what I mean?
I mean, the man's got great insight. I love him. And he's got anger issues. Yeah. And he's got all sorts of issues. So it's really, really good. Before we get underway, can I play you something from the Federal Sports Minister who has basically done a Bronwyn Bishop?
Ripped us off again.
Reportedly spent $20,000 of taxpayer money to take a private jet, from Rockhampton to Melbourne to watch an ice hockey game. Her name is Bridget McKenzie. That's not the funny part about it because that's out of our pocket. Mm-hmm. But what the funny part is, she gets a case of... I'd like to say wobblies. I was able to find her performance in Parliament, the sports minister. And let's just say it's a touch of the Jarmans.
And in the seat of McEwen, we ran
Embley.
Will come to me. He runs a stock feed store in...
Henley.
Sorry, Madam Deputy President. I've been... Stock food store in a place starting with T, just down from Yay.
She's cooked.
That's our sports minister, Bridget McKenzie.
She spent 20 grand on that.
And that's before she felt the heat of taking a private jet from Rockhampton all the way.
Stock food store.
Hey, we've all had those moments. Shouldn't laugh.
Oh, I won't laugh about that.
Shouldn't laugh. But we are. All right,
Come on, buddy. Let's
I think
go.
We're ready. I think we're ready to rock and roll. Jazz has got some more mail for us next. That is all I need to say.
Got some intel.
It is the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, or the Sports Minister and Louis, on 104.7 Triple M.
Jars and Louis, it's the Rush Hour between 6 and 7 and 3 and 4 on 104.7 Triple M.
The man that made pissant part of the vernacular here in South Australia. I do, and I like this man himself, Aurelio Vidmar. Hey, he's called time at Adelaide United. In his back office job, of course, which he took over. He used to do a lot of coaching, AV. Was in charge at Adelaide United, his role, director of football jar. He is called time on it. He's cited 5 months for AV. Just the amount of work, the workload. So used to the administration side of it.
Yeah, okay.
12 or so years of actually doing the coaching side of it. And as you know, it is completely different. The on-field stuff compared to the off-field stuff and the hours that sort of go unrewarded and the interaction you get is completely different. So he is called time. Am I to read anything into that at all that he probably still got the bug?
He's a passionate – look, he's a passionate coach. He's a career coach, our boy Viddy. What they're saying around the traps, Lou, and I can't confirm this, but I'm going to throw it out there, that I wouldn't be surprised if he gets back in the coaching the A-League next year. Now – there's a couple of clubs that are very nervous regarding their coaching staff and their senior coach. Western Sydney Wanderers
would have to be,
is the name that I keep hearing today regarding Vidi.
Yep.
Because, mate, he's got unfinished business as a coach.
Yeah, I think so,
Lulu.
Too.
Mate, you can see it in his eyes. He's not a director of football. He's not a suit man.
Sitting behind a desk for 10 hours a day, I found it very difficult.
No, that's
no hard feelings.
No.
he said to Pete, our man Pete, Pete Vanderpoel.
5 months.
And understands where I'm coming from. But 5 months, not ideal when your admin and your back room is a little disorganised, trying to get that right. The good things happening on the pitch at the moment, as we know down there.
Flying and flying. Absolutely. And obviously they've got to lock away some people.
All right, well, let's change codes for a minute. All right, that is the Roundball game covered.
Keep an eye on that one.
AFL, big name, maybe making a comeback.
Well, my mates in Perth have been giving me a couple of phone calls, and I'm just asking about how the football landscape is over there.
As you do.
The South Fremantle Football Club, a very proud football club in the Waffle, have been chatting to Cyril Rioli.
Cyril?
Oh. All right. Just chatting.
Wow.
I'm not saying he's playing, he's committed, but just chatting to see if he'd be available to play this year in the Waffle.
Family connection.
Absolutely. His uncle, Morris Rioli, was a great at South Frio.
The great Stephen Michaels.
Absolutely. And he's I think it was his uncle also played Sebastian Rioli.
Wow.
Was a superstar, his uncle, in the 70s. So there was rich history in that football club with the Rioli family. So
Cyril coming out of retirement.
Well, you just don't know. But
so if you try and you want to play, not conspiracy theory, but maybe join the dots. Mm. There was that story about a Hawthorn player winning
cross lotto
last winning year. The lot, and then
Cyril's
just up and left.
Well, I just said that'll do. Yeah, that'll do at 28 years old.
Maybe retirement's not all it's cut
his
out.
His father's
to
in good health now. Yeah. That's why he went home. Better. But he's loving life. But wouldn't that be
of course,
lovely...
we have no idea whether that's the case or not.
Oh, no, but he has had chats. That's all I can tell you.
I could see him playing some kind of footy again. Because, I mean, at 28, 29, and if you didn't have to do the workload, once you step outside the pressure cooker of the AFL, even state level, that is down not one rung. Mm. That's three or four rungs down. Mm.
It is. And even if you play, you know, 6 to 8 games, the crowds.
He could work on the old fly-in. Yeah, that they used to do back in the day, down into Tassie, over here,
and
a bit of
South Fremantle, they are a very wealthy football club, don't worry. So they can accommodate that.
Well, if he's won cross lotto, it's not the money.
He doesn't need the money. He could buy the club.
Maybe you're misinformed and they're looking for him to sponsor the team or actually buy it.
Wouldn't you love to see Cyril back playing? Because he was one of my favourites. But he's only chatting, as I said, so we'll wait and see.
Even better, if he were to play, especially at Waffle level, you can change ends every quarter. Just follow him with the cans.
Yeah.
Up one end, he's in the pocket. Like the good old days of Plugger and Dunstall and everyone, we just keep changing ends.
Anyway, we'll wait and see how that pans out there, Lou.
All right, again, don't take it for it's absolute gospel, everybody. We're just putting it out there. It's what Jars is hearing.
Just what we're hearing.
You can quote me on that.
You're right.
I'm good to go.
You too, okay?
Come on, let's go.
Okay. Big hour to come. Let's lock it in. AFLX.
Rush hour. Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.